On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 27, Johannesburg 25, Emalahleni 24.
Got a crash on the M1 South before Malibongwe Drive, an obstruction on the N1 South before Gordon Road and Edenvale side, R24 West, queuing traffic towards the N12 merge.
We start at the Randburg Magistrates Court, and it's rejected an application by 8 former members of Deputy President Paul Mashatile's VIP Protection Unit to dismiss 12 charges, including that of assaults with grievous bodily harm and property damage. The charges stem from a July 2023 incident where the officers were filmed assaulting two duty officers, or duty soldiers rather, on the N1 near Fourways. Their Section 174 discharge application was opposed by the National Prosecuting Authority. The case resumes in March next year. The City of Johannesburg is conducting a verification process of informal traders following a High Court order. The acting mayor, as well as the Human Settlements MMC, carried out the operation. Cliff Shiko is there.
The city is currently removing illegal traders in the inner city as part of an enforcement drive to clean up the inner city and curb unlawful trading. Some of the traders were found to be without passports. Hundreds of illegal traders are standing on the sidewalks of De Villiers and Newark streets as Johannesburg Metro Police officials continue to enforce the law. Acting Mayor Eunice Mqina.
Our plan is to continue with this operation because we want to see Johannesburg being safe. We want to see a Johannesburg that is actually a place for everyone who's able to do their business, but also for people to be safe in Johannesburg.
Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in central Johannesburg.
Interpol teams from South African Eswatini are working together to facilitate the transfer of the Ndamande brothers, who were sought in connection with the high-profile murders of rapper Kenan, a.k.a. Forbes, and his friend Tabelo Tips Motswane. The two were shot and killed outside a restaurant in Durban in 2023. Justice and Constitutional Development Minister Mameluke Kubai has confirmed that Siyabonga and Malusi Ndamane have decided to withdraw their extradition appeal in Eswatini. The Madlanga Commission has heard that firearms used in political killings often trace back to municipalities and private security companies. Crime intelligence head Dumisani Kumalo said yesterday such incidents expose deep weaknesses in firearm control within government institutions.
We have another example in the municipalities. One of the municipalities, we were looking for the firearm that was used in killing the councillor. On records, that firearm then was found to have been booked to a particular security who's employed by the municipality. We did find that firearm. It was sliced like a bread, so as then it cannot be used for ballistic purposes.
Suspended head of Ekurhuleni Metro Police Department Isaac Mopia is meanwhile testifying before the commission today. In news abroad, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has pressed charges against a man who allegedly harassed and groped her during a public appearance. Police say preliminary findings link the man to the alleged harassment of two other women on the same day. And finally, a bright spiral-shaped light was caught on camera in the night sky across New England in the US and sparked speculation online. But most likely, it's been confirmed that it was a rocket launch. Witnesses said the lights appeared in the night sky over parts of Maine, as well as Massachusetts and Rhode Island on Tuesday night, and was visible for a short time before disappearing. I'm Chanel September. That's a wrap of your big stories at lunchtime. More news at 2.
Thank you, Chanel.